From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory from the Islamic State group since the fight to retake Mosul began last week. Despite the gains around Mosul, Islamic State forces carried out several attacks across the country over the last few days. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, meanwhile, is saying he expects military campaigns against the Islamic State's two strongholds in Iraq and Syria will likely overlap. He spoke in Paris after a meeting of 13 countries that are part of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that even as Iraqi forces advance on Mosul in Iraq, the coalition fighting Islamic State militants is laying the groundwork for another operation against the group in its stronghold in nearby Raqqa, Syria.
This is proceeding on plan, even as Mosul is proceeding on plan.
Carter spoke at a news conference alongside French Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian, who said taking Mosul from IS would have a major effect on the terrorist group in terms of resources, organization, management, and leadership. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Еще раз обращаю ваше внимание.
Russia says it is extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city of Aleppo and says allied Syrian forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad are also refraining from aerial strikes targeting rebel-held sectors. The Russian drawdown has not been confirmed and appears to contradict claims from monitors linked to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. This is VOA News.